I'm reading now verses 1 and 2 of Leviticus 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Now, it may be argued that the penalty of death here is just a little severe for the transgression that's committed. But will you notice what God says here? Which he commanded them not. And then, I think if you'll note that, that will reveal something of the enormity of the crime. And therefore, the penalty is in accordance with the crime. This was willful and deliberate disobedience to the express command of God. Precisely what did they do which brought down this severe judgment upon their heads? The act has been labeled will worship, and such it is, of course. But in what direction? There have been three suggestions, and I'd like to mention them. The first, they probably did not light the censer of incense from coals from off the altar, the fire which had come down from heaven. It apparently was understood that this must be done. This was the practice on the great day of atonement, as we'll see in Leviticus 16:12, where it says that he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord. And then he shall take sweet incense beaten small and bring it within the veil. Now, this was the ritual at the time of the rebellion of Korah. It must be assumed that this method was the only correct one, and the ritual they followed was contrary to God's way. Then in another direction, they disobeyed. Their timing was certainly out of step with God-given ritual, and the ritual for the day had been completed. They should have consulted Aaron in this matter. After the marvelous display recorded in these two preceding chapters, they wanted to repeat it. In our day, is it not will worship to try to repeat the experience of the day of Pentecost? I see today so much of trying to work up something down here, and friends, that's will worship, and God doesn't like that. The Spirit of God is sovereign, and He'll move according to His will, and you and I should make ourselves available and obedient unto Him. Now, there have been others that suppose that they intruded beyond the veil, which was expressly forbidden. And I think that this was accurate, that we have justification for that, because again, over in Leviticus 16:1-2, on the great day of atonement, we're told, and the Lord spoke unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Lord and died. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat which is upon the ark, that he die not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. You see that they were not to come inside the Holy of Holies. And it came out of this incident of Nadab and Abihu. So I assume that that's exactly what they did.